When a business is dealing with toxic waste in what's considered a potentially risky way, it must get a permit from California's Department of Toxic Substances Control. There are currently 118 permitted facilities in the state that treat, store, or dispose of toxic waste. A recent report commissioned by the department shows its permitting process is confusing and takes too long. A renewal takes more than 4 years on average. DTSC Deputy Director Brian Johnson says he'd like to cut that time in half.
Our intent, explicit intent at this point, is to ensure that the permits we come out with are more timely without sacrificing any of the quality and the defensibility and enforceability of the permits.
Johnson says a more traditional management structure is being put in place to improve the permitting process. But Lisa Tucker thinks the problem runs deeper. She's an advocate with the nonprofit organization Consumer Watchdog. She's written a report that's critical of DTSC.
I think it's more a problem of willpower than manpower. I think that this is an agency that's been largely captured by the industry that it regulates, that engages in a lot of foot dragging, and inside of which different divisions don't necessarily communicate very well.
Johnson says he doesn't agree with Tucker's assessment and says he has confidence in the permitting division. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.